Padre Pio was no stranger to spiritual warfare. He fought countless battles against the forces of darkness throughout his life. But even he was caught off guard when the devil disguised himself as a familiar face. Today's story reveals how far the devil would go in attempt to disrupt his ministry. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Today I want to share an incredible story from the life of Padre Pio that shows just how far the devil was willing to go to disrupt his ministry of saving souls. This account, taken from Olivo Cesca's book, Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium, reveals just how cunning the devil could be, even disguising himself as a close friend to confuse the Holy Capuchin. Listen to this. One night, while Padre Pio was in his cell at the convent of San Giovanni Rotondo, he heard a knock at the door. He went to answer it and was astonished to find Father Agostino standing there. Now, for those unfamiliar, this was certainly a great and happy surprise, because Father Agostino wasn't just any friar. He was Padre Pio's old friend and confessor. However, seeing him there in San Giovanni Rotondo was strange, as Father Agostino lived in a convent approximately 150 kilometers or 93 miles away in Montefusco. But even stranger was the expression on Father Agostino's face. Something seemed off. As they spoke, Father Agostino unexpectedly began to criticize Padre Pio's fasting and penance, calling them excessive and saying they showed a misunderstanding of religious life. These words undoubtedly shocked Padre Pio, as Father Agostino had always supported his spiritual practices. The conversation took an even stranger turn when Father Agostino suggested that Padre Pio's health problems were proof he couldn't handle life in San Giovanni much longer. He claimed that Padre Pio didn't need to remain in the convent to become a saint. In fact, he implied Padre Pio might have a more fruitful ministry if he left to live in the world. Then came the most unsettling accusation. As many of you know, Padre Pio was often attacked by demons, especially in the early years of his ministry. But Father Agostino questioned the truthfulness of these attacks. He said to him, "And as for those stories of diabolical vexations which circulate in the province, weren't they symptoms of a sick mind? At the very least, there was a lot of imagination in them." These were not well received among the brothers, and they could only result in discredit of the order. Finally, he advised Padre Pio to return home and take the time to regain his physical strength. Later, after he recovered, he could renew his request for admission to the convent, which would surely be accepted. You can just imagine Padre Pio sitting on his bed in silence, confused by what he was hearing. The man speaking to him looked and sounded like Father Agostino, but his words and demeanor were entirely different. Something was terribly wrong. Padre Pio silently turned to God, asking for guidance. He waited patiently for an opportunity to speak. When Father Agostino finally paused, Padre Pio seized the moment and said, "You know well, Father, that for me what matters most is the will of God. to strengthen myself in this disposition, I would like you to help me implore heaven for help by saying loudly with me, Long live Jesus. At that very moment, the figure before him vanished in the blink of an eye, leaving behind a foul stench. End of story. Now, in addition to this story, it's worth mentioning that a nun wrote to Padre Pio in 1918, expressing her desire to witness apparitions of the devil, albeit with good intentions to test her faith. However, Padre Pio strongly advised against this, emphasizing that the enemy can take advantage of this disposition, leading her into confusion and potentially causing her to fall. In his letter, he even subtly referred to his own experience we just heard. He wrote, "It is truly incredible, but this miserable renegade can disguise himself even as a Capuchin and with the face of a dear friend. Believe the words of someone who knows this from experience." Padre Pio's guidance echoes the teaching of Jesus in the Lord's Prayer, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Instead of seeking temptations, we are called to avoid them. This should be one of the primary concerns in our Christian life. Even the late Father Gabriel Amorth, the well-known exorcist of Rome, once said, "The devil is aware that he is stronger and more intelligent than we are." He stressed that demons have superior intelligence and can easily manipulate humans. Those who foolishly seek to test or encounter the devil put themselves in grave spiritual danger. So let us take Padre Pio's example to heart, refraining from willingly placing ourselves in tempting situations or praying for demonic apparitions to test our faith. May Our Lady and Padre Pio always protect us and guide us. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.